Northern Utah's ozone season is settling in, and state air quality officials are counting on the public to help keep the smog down. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Forecasters say warm, sunny weather is here to stay for a while. That means the summer ozone season's arrived, and so have conditions for smoggy afternoons. The trends are playing out on the Utah Division of Air Quality's webpage and the Utah Air app. Bo Call oversees the state's air quality monitoring system.
With all the rain and the moisture and stuff we've gotten, that has kept the ozone levels more or less in check. But that weather pattern has shifted, and we're headed into this 90-degree-plus weather pattern.
Federal environmental regulations are based on health, and last fall, standards got slightly tougher. They went from 75 parts per billion to 70. The Environmental Protection Agency says hundreds of thousands of asthma attacks will be avoided with the new regulation, and health benefits will total $3 billion or more nationwide. Utah hasn't violated this annual allowance for ozone pollution, but it's always been close. Call says what people do during the hot, sunny afternoons can push ozone over the standard.
It pretty much forms every day and goes away every night. So we can choose those activities to take place in the mornings or evenings when ozone levels are down.
That means simple things like filling gas tanks and running gas-powered equipment like lawnmowers in the morning or the evening. Other ideas can be found on the TravelWise Utah webpage. Judy Faze, KUER News.